Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Before we go, we want to take a few minutes to recognize someone who you might not have heard much of on our air, but who's still been extremely important to our coverage of Beacon Hill for years.
Most people involved in politics will tell you that the only day that matters this week is Tuesday, when Massachusetts voters decide who the governor will be for the next 4 years and whether the state's sales tax should be cut in half.
Freelance reporter Kevin McNicholas filed news reports for radio stations across the state, and he had a longtime association with our newsroom here at WBUR. Kevin died on Thanksgiving Day after a short fight with an aggressive form of cancer. He was only 61. Kevin had many friends here at the station, including veteran reporter David Boweri, who's with me in the studio. Hi, David.
Hi, Sasha.
So even though WBUR listeners might not be familiar with Kevin's name, that was a name well known in the State House.
Well known indeed, because Kevin was the dean of State House Press Corps. He was a constant presence. He was everywhere, at every meeting, at every press conference. Owl-faced, gentle spirit. He was there, and he knew the stories and the culture of the place and the ways of the place.
It's true. If we needed something covered and we didn't know if we could make it and it was political, Kevin was probably going to be there and he could get the sound for us.
That's right. And, you know, when we who weren't beat reporters at the State House parachuted in, Kevin was the guy you went to and said, "Kevin, who do I need to talk to? What's going on?
Tell me what I need to know.
Where do I got to go?" Yeah, and he was unstinting in his generosity that way.
It's true. And this was a guy that loved politics.
He loved it. He breathed it. He lived it. And in fact, the last day of his life on Wednesday, he died on Thursday, but on Wednesday we were there with him.
Mass General?
Yeah, and he was exhausted. His head was down on the desk. He was exhausted, and he was saying, "I don't think I can do it anymore." And it was, "Kevin, what's going on with the State House?" The head comes up. "Geez, I think the speaker's in trouble. I think the speaker, I'm not sure he's going to be able to make it." Head goes down on the table. "Kevin, well, who would replace him?" Head comes up. "Jay Kaufman of Lexington. I think Jay would be the guy to replace him." And it was clear that he was in. He was in as long as there was something going on in the State House. And we figured if we could keep on talking to him about the State House, we could keep him going.
On Kevin's literal deathbed, this is the thing that could get his energy back.
And, you know, his sister that night talked about the doctor coming in and saying to Kevin, "I'm so sorry you had such a bad day," because it was close to the bottom of the ninth. And Kevin said, "I had an awesome day."
You know, one of the little quirks I learned about Kevin only after he died is that he didn't drive. And this explained to me once. He helped me out when my machine wasn't working and he could record some sound. And he said, "I'm going to send it to you when I get back to the State House, once I take the tea back to the State House." And I thought, "Huh, I wonder why he just didn't drive." Well, he didn't drive. So wasn't that kind of an impediment to reporting?
No, because in the world that Kevin represented, in the world that he lived in, a world that's going, you didn't need to have a car because everything was right there at the State House, and you lived there. You lived up there, you drank with those people, you'd go out for lunch for two or three sometime in the afternoon, you'd make it back, and those were the old days.
You know, Kevin, this is a business where people can be very sharp-elbowed, but Kevin was very generous. In fact, I mentioned he helped me out once when my recorder was not recording. He let me borrow his recorder and go out and get sound. So this is a guy that was both generous and gentle, even in a tough business covering State House politics.
Kevin was quiet. He was gentle. He wasn't a slasher. He wasn't a headbanger. You know, he wasn't the guy that was going to really threaten people with aggressive manners. He was easygoing. He was part of the place. It's a place, it's a world that's really fast fading. And Kevin was the representation of it.
And he showed that you could do it well and still be kind.
You can still be kind. And Carl Stevens of WBZ said the eulogy today, and he was reminded the prayers of the faithful. And one of the prayers was for those who mentor. And he talked about Kevin being the mentor. And it's a nice way of saying, because there were people in their 40s, people in their 20s, people in their 80s last night, all reporters. Kevin had mentored them. And in a way, I thought, yeah, that's a nice way of saying he saved my butt more than once or twice up at the State House.
He did, and we'll miss him.
We will.
David Boweri, thank you very much.
Come Wednesday morning. for WFCR and WNNZ. This is Kevin McNicholas in Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. If you want to comment on our show, whether they're good comments or bad comments, compliments or criticisms, you can do that in several ways. Post a comment on our website, WBUR.org/Boston. Email us at radioboston@WBUR.org or call our listener line at 617-353-1137. That's 617-353-1137. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.